Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Regardless of one's age, there is a living heritage, adventures, experience, and memories to share. So be sure to show how much you care by remembering an elderly family member, friend, or neighbor, by a ride to church, a trip shopping, or better yet, take the time to visit. Learn about life from the most experienced people in the world and make a difference. That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. Brush Housing Authority on the air, because they care.
Well, good morning, sir. I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning, we have Michael. Michael, thank you for being with us this morning.
Well, good morning, doctor, and thank you for the opportunity.
Well, why don't you sort of share with our listeners a little of your background and your concerns?
Yes. My name is Michael Hirt, H-I-R-T. I am a Roman Catholic layman who is an exorcist. In the Catholic Church, a layman is someone who is not ordained, not a priest or a deacon. And as such, I did some research from 84 to 90 with a colleague, and we found out that Catholic laymen with the sacrament of confirmation can do exorcisms. And confirmation is the descent of the Holy Spirit upon the apostles with tongues of fire. That is the baptism by fire. And that gives you the raw authority and power to do exorcisms on any person, place, thing, or situation from anywhere at any time. Just remembering that the closer you are to someone that you're doing an exorcism on, the more powerful it is. However, you can do it on the other side of the world, and it is effective. And you can do it mentally, or you can say it out loud, or you can sing it in the shower. And I have, since 1990, been doing exorcisms on politicians, congressmen, and senators, and governors, and presidents. And, of course, in this season, this is really important, and that's why I'm speaking out on it, is that we need, as laymen, to take on every single politician that has anything to do with governing us as an individual. So we need to take on our city councilmen, the mayor, the board of supervisors, county board of supervisors, the governor, state legislature, federal legislature, and of course the president, and all judges. I remember one time I went into a judge's court and I did exorcisms on the judge mentally, and all of a sudden, he stood up and started pounding his gavel on the bench, screaming for about 2 minutes anyway. This is not God's court. This is my court. Of course, people who were in the courtroom at the time were quite confused and just simply sat there in amazement looking at the judge. And I knew exactly what was going on. And I did that also with a federal judge one time. I was a local judge. And
you were a local judge?
Yes, the one that I did who stood up all of a sudden and started screaming was a local judge. There was a judge who was a federal judge who had been taking on a conservative gentleman who had the misfortune of crossing the line someplace, or at least they thought he did, and they came after him as if he was, you know, blowing up the legislature or something, and his attorney could practice before the Supreme Court. As a matter of fact, he was at one time working on Nixon's staff, and he was saying, they're attacking you as if you really had done some damage to the Republic, and I don't understand the veracity, you know, of this attack being made against you, and generally they don't, you know, attack you this fiercely over such a matter, and I don't even recall much what it was. It was rather trivial. And so I went to court with the gentleman and his wife one day, and went into the courtroom, sat down. He went up to the bench and gave evidence, and I was doing mental exorcisms on the judge. And the judge then said that he was going to take all this under consideration. And the instant that the judge came back into the courtroom to give his decision, he dropped the paperwork and snapped sort of to a left turn, so to speak, in his head and looked straight at me. And just stared at me for several seconds, put the paper down, told the attorney that he was going to give his decision, and on the seven motions that the attorney had made, and read them off one by one, and after each one said, granted. The attorney was amazed. This had been going on for 3 years. And it looked like it was going to continue to go on. And he dropped everything right then and there. And walked out of the courtroom, and the attorney was just shaking his head. I don't know what happened. And we told him. So he was a little surprised, but he was an atheist. So, you know, it's just one of those things that happens.
Well, I think it's very difficult for atheists to believe in this concept of demon possession, but of course, unfortunately, this is the real world we live in.
Yeah, it's important that every person, when the sound of my voice, that has the sacrament of confirmation, to start doing exorcisms to protect themselves, their family, their community, and their nation. And that's what I'd like to do right now, is just explain exactly how you do it, so that you can proceed to do it, and you can use it to protect yourself and your family, etc.
Oh, so, go ahead.
Very simple and straightforward. The basic exorcism is as follows.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood, because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products, because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood@hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way.
Exorcism, it's very simple. There are basically two kinds of exorcism. One is where you do exorcisms on yourself to protect yourself. The other is where you step out and do it on others. And I'm going to give you both forms and explain just exactly how this works. So if you want to record this, please do. The simplest exorcism is a mental one. As I say, anything I tell you, you can do it mentally, you can say it out loud, or you can sing it in the shower. It's all valid. So the simplest way to say an exorcism is the following. Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons to depart from me, and then you can add, per my angel, amen. The reason that you want to get your angel involved is because the angel does not have the sacrament of confirmation, although he has tremendous power and authority, obviously. And his intention and his purpose on earth is to get you into heaven. And he sort of operates like a good lawyer if there was one. And if we can help him help you, then so much the better. So you sort of put him under the umbrella of the sacrament of confirmation when you give him authority over the exorcism.
So, well, you know, Michael, our audience is predominantly Protestant, and they do not necessarily believe that you have to have the sacrament of confirmation to be able to do things. Protestants have been casting out demons just as certain Protestants have, just as Catholics do, but you go right ahead with your explanation.
Okay. So, again, the simplest one is Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons to depart from me, per my angel, amen. Now you expand from there and you say, Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons to depart from me and my, and then you put in whatever you wish, and then say, per my angel, amen. For instance, a very important one for mankind, this is how you control your mind, your thoughts. Is Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons, depart from me, and my purity in memory, imagination, word, and deed, per my angel, amen. If you think that and repeat it, even if it feels like you have scrambled eggs for a thought process at the moment, if you reach for that exorcism, and you keep attempting to do that, you will break whatever temptation against purity that Satan sends at you. And you can do this any time, even when you're not tempted, because it builds strength. You're using the sacrament of confirmation, therefore every time you do an exorcism, the next one is stronger.
Well, you know, Michael, I would, there might have been a time I would have scoffed at all of this, but I'll never forget many years ago when I was running for Congress and I was going to be asked to give a very, very important talk at our local church. And, I just had this terrible uneasy feeling. I don't know, I never felt this way. I don't have a problem with public speaking. But I was very much on edge, very nervous as I waited to give the talk at the church that evening. And I commented on this to the minister. Oh, he said, that's you're simply under demonic attack. He said, let's pray together. And we did pray, and the prayer was not unlike what you stated. And it was the most amazing thing. Immediately, this feeling of demonic oppression, and I think it really was demonic oppression, left me. I've had this feeling a number of times since then. I've always used a similar prayer, very, very similar to what you have put forward. And really, we do come under demonic oppression, and certainly why God can get rid of those demons. This is not imaginary. There really is a spiritual world out there. We do come under attack. We're under temptation. And but we have the ability, with God's help, not ourselves, with our power, but with His, to reverse that. Go right ahead.
Okay. So, to continue, there are four essential different ways that demons come at us. The most difficult is, of course, possession. One step away from that, before possession, is an obsession. And prior to that, there is an oppression. And then there's simple temptation. There's another form of exorcism, which is infestation. Infestation is when a demon is in a house and things start moving around and, you know, things of that nature. Anything where inanimate objects are moving around, doing things, that's an infestation. So many times, you can do an exorcism on an infestation or on an oppression or an obsession and it will take care of the situation just as it would with a possession. However, it's not as difficult. And again, let's go back to the formula. Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons to depart from me, and my gaining sobriety from alcohol, per my angel, amen. That's a very big one for people. If they will simply do exorcisms on any addiction, and it's not a possession yet, it can become a possession, but it's not there yet. It's an obsession. Any addiction is an obsession, and before that, it is an oppression. But either one of those cases, exorcism can be used before it becomes possession. And even if it's possession, again, exorcism can break it. And that goes for, say, heroin. Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons to depart from me, and my overcoming heroin addiction, per my angel, amen. Now, you can fit anything in there. As they say, purity, protect purity, become sober. You can use it to protect your home and property, your finances, your children, your marriage, your faith, your hope, your charity, your presence at Mass, your reception of communion, your confession. When I go to confession, I like to do an exorcism mentally while the priest is speaking to me, because that helps the priest to help me. So just anything that you can think of, and I like to say that this one little idea is that if you're having a function, if it's at your home or someplace else, but you know that because it's a function, people are going to come who can be difficult. What you do is you go around wherever the function is going to be held, and you sprinkle holy water, and you say, Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons to depart from this room or my home and property, as the case may be, and from my particular function, whether it's a party or a business meeting or whatever it is, per my angel, amen. And it will change the entire event. It will be much happier. It'll go smoother. And you'll understand that there is work being done. One time I went to the VA, I'm a veteran, and I looked at the woman at the desk, and she had a furrow in her brow, you know, and I spoke to her, and I said, are you under stress about something? And she said, yes. She said, the party that works with me here and sits in the other chair is really a person that's hard to tolerate, constantly complaining, etc. And she has put me under tremendous stress. So I just asked her, do you happen to be Catholic? She said, yes, I am. I said, well, here's what you do. And she said, well, would you do that right away? And so I took the holy water out and walked around that little office area where she was and put holy water and did exorcisms, saying, Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons possessing that individual to be bound and depart from this lady and the business in the office, per my angel, amen. Now, that was a little different, wasn't it? Because I was binding the demons that were doing the damage that were coming from this woman. Now, I didn't have permission from her to do an exorcism. She didn't know I was doing the exorcism. So you can't say depart from her because there's no authority to do that. In other words, her free will is involved, and she has the right to do evil if she wants to. God himself will not remove demons when the person likes it that way. So you have to have permission to do an exorcism on someone and say depart. However, you can always attack demons and really give them a thorough thrashing. And that's what I did. And I just walked around doing the exorcism and sprinkling holy water around. And the woman who was at the desk, she told me that her headache immediately went away and her mood immediately changed and she was feeling quite well. And
hold on, we'll be back in just a moment.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef, bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, and here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess putting my words, go right ahead, Michael.
Okay, thank you. So this is a way that we engage the enemy without anyone's permission but our own, And, of course, the power of our Lord Jesus Christ to drive the demons out. And he wants us to do this. He wants us to protect ourselves and our families and our communities. That's what it was there for. Unfortunately, it was the knowledge of it was hidden 1,792 years ago this year. And when we do an exorcism on someone else, we can say possessed, even though they may not be possessed. We can just assume it. That protects us. But if I say about someone, Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons possessing that person, if I don't know their name, I can say that person. It's all valid. Possessing that person to be bound and depart from me, per my angel, amen. When I say that, it could be just an oppression or an obsession, but you can still say possession, of course, with the intention that whatever it is, that's what you're attacking, okay? And it will work. And it will attack those demons and pummel them, and you will change the whole situation. I remember one day I was walking down the street, probably around 10 at night or something, and I saw ahead of me in the streetlights a couple of fellows who were getting close to getting into a fight. You could see that. I was probably 150 feet away or so, and I could hear the crosswords being said. And so I immediately started doing exorcisms, and I said, Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons possessing those two to be bound and depart from peace and from me, per my angel, amen. You always want to include yourself, you see, because Satan does not like you for doing this. So you always include yourself when you say, and depart from. And I just said this over and over, maybe a dozen times as I was approaching, and immediately it started to break up. You could just see the words start to get softer and softer and softer. And by the time I had gotten there, they were parting. And there was no fight whatsoever. And this is what you can do. You can do this in your family. So if you have family problems, start using exorcism to solve them. Satan really likes to destroy family relationships, and here's a key one. They will go at a child, and they will scare the child. And I've seen this. I've seen children come screaming their parents in great fear and can't talk. And I know what's happened, but the parents will say, do you see, you know, a boogeyman or... and shake the head, and yes, and so they will not know how to solve the problem. They'll pick the child up, they'll try to soothe the problem, and it just doesn't go away. And so exorcism solves the problem, and you simply put your hand on the head of the child, because the closer you are to the party you're exorcising, the more powerful, or the person, place, thing, or situation. If you're closer, it's more powerful. And then you just do an exorcism. Jesus Christ, God the Son, commands you demons attacking my child to be bound and depart from my child and from me and my home and property, per my angel, amen. You can hit them twice that way. See, first you bind them, and then you tell them to depart. It's your child. You can do an exorcism, any exorcism you want to do on your child, especially when they're not of the age of reason. And then you ask the child where they saw this monster, and you go there and you do another exorcism. Jesus Christ, God the Son, command you demons to depart from my child, my home, my property, the closet or the bed or whatever, wherever this apparition showed up. To be bound and depart from my child, my home and property, etc. Per my angel, amen. Takes care of it immediately. The child calms right down and has all the faith in you, will not turn on you and become a difficult child. That faith will stay with them for as long as they live, knowing that you are a person that they can go to with their problems, even into their teenage years. You won't have the kind of trouble that most people have with teenagers. So this is where you have peace in the family. When you have an orderly family, a peaceful family, you're going to have an orderly and peaceful society. And I have been taking on, since 1990, congressmen, and I call their staff, and I tell the staff what I'm telling you now. And I say, now I want to talk to the congressman, or the senator, as the case may be. And they say, well, you know, the best I can do, I can give the message to him. And so I say, okay, fine, but I want to talk to him. And invariably, they don't call back. And so I call the staff again, and I remind them, and they, oh, yeah. And or I re-explain everything, you know, somebody that I hadn't talked to before. And then I say, you know, you should start looking for another job because your guy is going to be losing his next election. And in every case, and there's over 20 of them now, big names, they all lost their next election. And that didn't make any difference whether they were a Catholic or a non-Catholic, conservative, a liberal, Republican, a Democrat, a libertarian, whatever. It didn't make any difference. And I told the staff that God is not a respecter of men. So they were going to do what God wanted or else. And they all chose the or else, at least. I mean, they didn't, but their boss did. And I'm going to tell you, two of those people over the years that I talked to, in the 1990s, I talked to Newt Gingrich, his staff, several times, more than a dozen times. And I said, if he does not listen and go after pornography, sodomy, embryonic stem cell research.
Well, that thought will be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods sells hard-to-find clean meats for your family's table. Cured beef bacon, veal, turkey, and summer sausage, all pork-free. Also all available in collagen casings. That's right, collagen casings and pasture-raised, healthy, no hormones, no antibiotics beef at Herb's Meats and Specialty Foods in Broomfield. Call 303-499-8166 or stop by 1000 Depot Hill Road at the intersection of Highway 287 and 10th Avenue in Broomfield. Ask about shipping.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
All right, our guest is pointing, Michael Hurt. This is the last segment of the program. Michael, go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. And so I, Newt Gingrich just chose not to listen, and I called the staff and said, well, you know, and I called him several times, quite a few times.
And never got a call back.
He never did call back, and a staff member didn't call back, et cetera. So I just called him, and I said, made it very, very clear. I said, he is going to be leaving the house. And of course, he was the, you know, he was the leader. And
yes, he was the majority leader. Go ahead.
Yes, and so he didn't listen, and I told him it was going to be a very difficult leaving, and he was tossed out. And another one, oh yes, and this current campaign. I called his campaign staff at least a dozen times, explained the situation to the staff member, told the staff member that, you know, I had dealt with him when he was in Congress, and that things were not going to turn out for him if he did not contact me. And I explained that Obama was possessed and that, they were facing very difficult odds here, and he had become a Catholic, et cetera, and that he had the power now. He didn't have to just go to staffers or friends, you know, and get it going that way. So I said he can start himself and get some people together and start doing this, and his campaign would turn around. Nothing. Didn't hear a thing. And, of course, he lost. One of the other people that I dealt with when they were in Senate was Santorum. He was in the Senate, and he was sort of like Mr. Catholic in the Senate, and he was from Pennsylvania. And I called his office in 04 when the Republicans were riding high. And I told them in 06 they were going to get pasted if they didn't listen. And since Santorum was a leader in the Senate, I explained everything to him and said that the staffers, and I said he's going to come out against pornography and sodomy and embryonic stem cell research, in vitro fertilization, abortion, partial birth abortion, artificial birth control, everything. He was going to do this. Oh, yes, and pornography on the internet. And no one called me back, and I called for 2 years. I must have called 50 times. I talked to over a half a dozen people on his staff, Catholics and non-Catholics, but I think at least six of them were Catholics. And nothing. One of them said, well, maybe he's doing them and you just don't know it. I said, if he was doing them, everybody would know it. And it would really start to move things. So nothing happened other than the fact that I told him that he was going to lose his next election and it would be a very difficult loss. And it was going to be very, it would really weigh him down. And it did. He lost by 19%, which is the highest rate in a loss of any sitting senator ever. And so then when he turned around and ran for president, I called again. No response. and I called many times, and no response. And I said, well, it's the same thing's going to happen. He's going to be unsuccessful here. And that's precisely what did happen. So we can deal with these people that are in Congress, and we can do the exorcisms, and they will depart. And I, each case, I told them, you know, I'm going to do exorcisms on this fellow until he breaks one way or the other. And so they chose the stick instead of the carrot. And I'm sure that most of your legislators that you are held in slavery by will also break the wrong way. But then we just think we can put good men in place, and this entire country will change. So start out at the family level, and you can go after all your local politicians. And you don't have to wait. I mean, you can go start right going after Obama. Just look at it this way, a pyramid. You have the president on top, and then, of course, you have the senators and the representatives and the Supreme Court underneath. And you go on, just look at it that way. And then you have the governors, et cetera. And it's great to start at the top, because they are the most exposed. See, they're not down in the masses where there are many, many, many demons roaming around. They're at the top. It's sort of like a clear target. And God is very interested in taking on the demons that are doing so much damage because they're operating in Congress. You have authority demons. They're there every time a bad law is written, every time something evil goes on in Congress, the Senator of the House. More demons come out of hell to roam around Congress. And, of course, then you have the personal demons. So you have the power or authority demons that are there, and they're there waiting for anyone that shows up. That's why so many people, when they go to Congress, oh boy, I'm going to go there and I'm just going to clean this thing up. And they tell the people, yes sir, I'm going to just send me and I'm going to take care of it. They don't know what they're getting into. When they arrive, those demons sift them and they wind up doing nothing. And the longer this republic lives, it appears the worse it gets. And that's because there are more and more demons coming out of hell and going into the House and into the Senate and into the presidency and into the governorships and the state legislatures, etc., and the worse it gets.
Well, Michael, I'm going to have to interrupt you. I certainly do not disagree from that point of view, but the time is over, and but we are in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, the Bible, the Christian civilization. There really are demonic spirits working in America. Thanks so much.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Join the Beth Messiah Congregation for Pentecost 2012. That's the Feast of Shavuot. When? May 27th. Where? Lake Loveland North Shore Amphitheater. Special guest speaker Rico Cortez. Also our good friend Dr. Lance Thomas. Pack your own lunch and bring a blanket. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's Shavuot 2012. May the 27th.
with the Beth Messiah Congregation, Hag Sameach.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to share something with you. Michael Hurt wasn't the scheduled guest this morning. In fact, Pastor David Whitney was to have been with us, and he was not here. And Michael came on. How he got on, I don't know, but I will have to admit that everything he said, or just about everything he said this morning, I agree with. We do have the ability, individuals, to cast out demons. I don't think you need holy water. I don't think you have to be a Catholic. But you do have to believe in Jesus Christ and certainly use the protection of the blood of our Savior if you are going to engage in the spiritual battle. At one time, people understood the spiritual battle. They understood we're involved in a battle between good and evil, and they were involved in this 50 years ago, 75 years ago. You must understand that God is withdrawing his protection from this country. Yesterday, the president came out in favor of gay marriage. In a free society, we can't keep people from doing evil and wrong things. But God ordained marriage. And our presidents come out against it. Of course, there have been several homosexuals who went to Reverend Wright's church there in Chicago that President Obama attended, and they've been murdered, supposedly, to cover up the fact that the president is a homosexual or bisexual. And certainly this would not surprise me. There's a book written by a gentleman talking about his intimate relations with the man who today is in the White House, and the fact that they had smoked pot cocaine together. We're talking about the real world, and you can check out what I'm saying. Of course, the book, they forced it to be withdrawn from publication. Lodged all sorts of lawsuits, but the libel suits against the author were actually thrown out of court. Our friend Jerome Corsi has written about that recently on WorldNet Daily and just pointed out the libel suits against the homosexual who said it had relationships with the president were thrown out. Not necessarily because, of course, of his allegations for homosexuality that wasn't addressed in the suit, but whether or not things that he said were said with malice. We're dealing with a fallen world, and you better face this. I believe God is going to bring his vengeance on America, unless there's a great revival, and you should be praying for that. But understand that we are involved in a spiritual war again. I'm not sure what happened this morning, but Michael Hurt was not scheduled to be on the program. He called in. Our regularly scheduled guest did not. And I thought it was a fascinating program. I hope you did as well. Remember, whether you're Catholic or Protestant, you have the ability to be involved in this spiritual battle, although you cannot do it on your own. You have to do it under the Lord's protection because you are totally helpless without his power and his guidance and his protection. Well, discussed those things on some of our tape sets. If you'd like to know more about it, why give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And I shall have to admit, I enjoyed the program this morning, even though I'm not sure how it came to take place. I hope you did as well. 1-800-544-8927. In Bill Tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility,